Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2891. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Coming up on episode 2900, and I've been reading some of the comments on Apple Podcasts about the show, and many of you like the short episodes, but you want to see a little less self-promotion. I hear you. We're going to change the formatting a little bit. So you'll notice a change with this episode. And I'll just simply say today I've got a show for those of you who are moving to the private sector from public, and I'd love to help you. Visit me at jobsearch.community. I have information that can help you there or a variety of other ways that I can be of assistance. So I hope you enjoy today's show. I hope you share it on LinkedIn and elsewhere, and I'll be back in just one moment. One of my followers on LinkedIn, or one of my connections on LinkedIn, sent me a note. Excuse me while I just read it. What would you suggest for someone getting out of the public sector as a means to get back into the private sector? Thank you, Randall. There isn't a lot of information to go on, so it really depends on what you've been doing in the public sector. Let me give you some generalized tips. Oh, by the way, not just what you've done in the private and the public sector, but how long you've been out of the private sector. So I'm going to try and give you a couple of variables. First of all, for someone who has only been out for a couple of years, you obviously have that history from the private sector. Get it onto page one of your resume so that people can see you haven't just been public sector your entire career. Secondly, when you talk about public sector work, make sure you define your role, responsibilities, and accomplishments, and if you're in IT, the technology that you've utilized, in a way that's applicable to the private sector. Deny the jargon. Catch that phrase. Deny the jargon. Every business has its own language of how it refers to things. And in the public sector, it has its jargon. Don't use it. Go back to private sector language to define what you did and how you went about doing it. Talk about your successes there. Now, I'm not talking about social services. You know, again, I'm talking about administrative or leadership functionality that can be useful in the private sector. If you've been in a social services role where you've been working in an unemployment office, for example, you know, it depends on the role that you're going to apply for. But in general, if you've been in administrative or leadership roles in public sector, you want to emphasize your functionality that relates to the private sector. You also want to talk about your successes. If you've only been out for a couple of years, as I said, you get that information onto page one. Now, if you've been out for a long time, it's hard. I'm not going to kid you. There's no magic bullet here. Not every firm is going to believe you or care. What they want is what they want. All you can do is package the information in ways that they can understand it and they can see what's applicable to their particular needs. Again, from their standpoint, they don't care what you want. They care what their problem is and how you can help solve it. So you have to speak to that in both your resume and in the cover email that you send to them. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, visit jobsearch.community. There's a lot more there that'll help you. In the meantime, I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have a terrific day and be great.